We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We are starting approximately 7 lines from the bottom, end of a line, Tanu Rabbanan. It's right before the wide lines. Tanu Rabbanan, V'Shoyno Ha'Yo'imrim, Yayin Shel Ein Kushi, Oser. The wine of Ein Kushi was a city full of kusim. Now, kusim don't do Avodah Zarah, they don't pour the wine to Avodah Zarah, but still, they're not makbid on a goy touching their wine. Therefore, all their wine is Tam Yenim, because they're not makbid on goyim touching their wine. So Yayin Shel Ein Kushi also play Bira Srika, because the city of Bira Srika, which is the city of Goyim, which is next door to their city. Vishal Barkas, so that's another city of Kusim, also play Kfar Parshai. Vishal Zagdor, another city of Kusim, is also play Kfar Shlim, because of the city, a Goyish city next door, and they're not Makbid, the Kusim are not Makbid on Goyim touching their wine. Chazru Loima, they changed their mind. Chazal was Chazer, and they said, you know what? Chavis psuchos asurois, stumois mutaris. Depends. If it's open chavis, the kusim are not makbid and let goyim touch it. But if it's stumois, since it's set aside to sell to regular Yisraelim, therefore the kusim were makbid, the goyim should not touch it. So the Gemara says, what did Chazal think about the beginning? And why did they change their mind later on? Beginning, they thought that kusi is not makbid on a guy touching their barrels. Say if it's psucha, say stumos. They thought either way they're not makbid ever makbid. But besoiv savar, then Chazal figured out ki loy kapid a psucha. They're not makbid on psucha. So stumos makbid kapid. Why? Because they want to sell it to. They want to sell it. Be able to sell it. And therefore, they're makbid on stumos. Not to have any guy touch it. And Baram Tosfos speaks out like this. Va'af apish en chastumus lo yipsuchos v'tchila. It starts off open before they close it. But come on, kivin shadaita l'sos someon, since their plan is to seal it, l'skayim l'mukal Yisrael, to sell it to Yisrael, min tekonot l'shaper. They watch it well, v'inoy chofet shir chastum Yisrael kal. They don't have any chshad at all. So therefore, l'maisa, the price is coming out, that at the end of the day, Chazal said, the open barrels of Kusim are also quite wide because the goy might have touched it. Mashenkin the Stumois, when they are makbid, the goy should not touch it. Great thing, Gemara, Kasha, Raminu, I'm going to ask you a Kasha. That the Stumois mutarois, Raminu, are Stumois mutter? If it's sealed, is it mutter? Raminu, ask you a Kasha. On top of my base, Hashlech, Chavish, Yayim, Yad Kusi, you send the Kusi with a barrel of wine. Vishel Tsir, Vishel Murius, Vyad Vichavim. Or you send Tsir or Murius, Vyad a goy. So, Kusi, a Chavis Biad Kusi, the Chash is that he's going to let a goy touch it. He doesn't manasek himself, but he's not makbid on Maga V'chavim. Shiatzir and Murius, there's no Chash by a Kusi, because he's not going to switch it, but by a goy, there's a problem. Why? Because since he might switch it, the tzir of the fish, the juice of the fish, he might switch it with a non kosher fish. And Murius, the Chash is, because Murius is more expensive than wine, he might mix some wine in instead of the Murius. But a kusi is not choshed on that. So that's why this is only a chash by goyim. So say a chavis al yayin biyad kusi is a problem. Yayin, wine in the kusi, can't send with him. V'shel tzir v'shel murius biyad v'chavim. With a goy, you can't sell certain fish juices. So the loch is, im makir chesomoy v'stomoy, if it's sosom and you makir your chesom, mutter, the loch is that it is mutter to you. It's from lav, aser. For now, it's aser. So you see clearly that you have to recognize your chesom. And it could be this Gemara's passage going according to Rabbi Eliezer, because we have before on Amar Aleph that Rabbi Eliezer holds one chaysim is enough. Like Tosis speaks out the Mas Chashalech, in the middle of Tosis, of a Karas chaysim, Mia Sharik, Rabbi Eliezer, Mashma, the Afli Rabbi Eliezer, Sarka Karas chaysim, at least, Vashalech of the Arachli. At least you need, you have to recognize the chaysim. And Al Kaponim, by chaysim, you wouldn't have to recognize it. Here you have to recognize it at least, but we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, one chaysim is enough. Now, the Gemara's question is that what is the chash by sending a barrel of wine, Yad Kusi? Look, here we're talking about a sasum, we're talking about a closed bottle of wine, and we're worried the guy might let the Kusi might let the guy touch it. And we just said that he's careful, he wants to help to give it to Yisrael. In the city, he's very careful because he says someone's going to see and they're not going to want to buy it. Masha'inkein, Bederech, he's not makbid, let's the guy touch it. And that's what we're talking about over here, where he's a shliach, he's going on a derech, so worried a guy might touch it, because he won't be careful. Masker of Yirmi, midi hanech deal over derech, also everything that's in the city came through the derech, so why worry about that? How can you buy from a kusi? Why are you worried a guy touched it? Yirmi, the only time you can buy from a kusi is ben akis shaninu, when you buy it to them from the press where they make the wine. Kivan the kule alma afchi, since everyone's around there, mirsis, they're scared. If they see me, letting a guy touch it, then they're not going to buy it from me. So therefore, the only time you can trust the kusi is only if there's always people around, and then they are careful the guy should not touch it because they want to sell it to Israel. Something about a new Gemara, and this is the sugya of Sheikha. Itmar pema osru Sheikha sheir lechavim. From this Gemara is mavuyer that it's also to drink beer from a guy. Taisus speaks out there, Masmo Pnei, small Taisus. Isser Sheikha lemetzinu lebe Mishnah lebe Brisa. It's not a Mishnah or Brisa. Vashem amei amaroyim asru. In the days of amaroyim, they assered Sheikha beer from a guy. And the Shah was what? Rami bar Chama on Rav Yitzchak b'shem Chasnus, because if you drink the guy's beer, you become close to him and you're going to marry his daughter. Rav Nachman b'shem Gilui, because you're worried about certain poison in the sheikha because of gilu, because it's uncovered. So Mar asks, Agilu demai, what are you worried about? Which step of gilu are you worried about? Ilem gilu de nezais, if you're worried that the barrel is uncovered, the barrel of beer is uncovered. Ananam migalinan. We also, when we make beer, we leave it uncovered. So what's the problem? Elo de chavisa. So maybe the reason why we keep it uncovered by the beer is because there, while it's fermenting, they don't get touch it. But Elah the Chavisah, they even leave it after the beer is made into beer ready, they leave it open, maybe that's the problem. And now Nami Miglina, we also leave it open because the Nachash doesn't like beer, doesn't drink beer. So what's the problem of Gilu? Like Tzricha, my answer is, but Asra, the Matzlu Maya, in a place where they leave the water uncovered, and they leave it for a few days uncovered, let it settle, and the mayim has gilui. Therefore, there'll be eres in the water, and that's a problem drinking sheikhar from the guy. So two pshatim, why not drink sheikhar from the guy? Either because of chasnos or because of gilui. And we'll get to halacha l'mayim soon. Elamiyat, the Vedim Arkasha, if the fita second pshat, the reason why you're not allowed to drink beer from a guy is because of gilui, Elamiyat, the Yashin history, once the beer ages, I know that it's not, doesn't have any poison, because a poison will not let it age properly. Damar Rav Chanina, Yasha Mutter, Eimanichai Lishon. Anything that's Yasha is Mutter, there's no problem of Gilui there, because the poison will not let it get old. Hichmitz Mutter, same thing if it comes with the vinegar, it's Mutter. Eimanichai Lachmitz, the venom will not let it become Chaimitz. So the Gemara says, you're right. Gzeira Yasha Otu Chadash. The reason why the Sheikhar, even old one, is also is Otu Chadash. That means when I have my own wine turns to chaymitz, so then I understand that the wine is also because of gilui. Once it gets to chaymitz, it changes. But here, if you allow people to buy beer from a guy, they're not going to be mechalak between a yashan and a chadash, and therefore they ask it across the board because the chadash, the new beer, has a problem of gilui. Zotmar avaita, Rav Papa mafkina leila ababa dechanusa v'shasi. Rav Papa, he taka did not drink beer in the guy's store or in the guy's house, the guy's beer, but he did take it out and drank it outside. Rav Achoi meisel abeis v'shasi, and Rav Achoi brought his own house and drank it. V'tavay v'shum chasnos. They both held that the iser is chasnos. Rav Achoi over achoki iserto. Rav Achoi says it's not enough just to eat it outside the store. You have to drink it in your house, even further away. But it's all chasnos. So as long as you don't drink it in the guy's house, there's no problem of chasnos. Rav Shmuel bar Bisna iklu l'marguon. He came to the city Marguon. Ais lechamro. They brought him wine, they didn't want to drink it. Isley Shekhar brought him beer, they didn't want to drink it. So Bishlam Chamra Mishum Shimsa. Bishlam a wine he didn't want to drink because of Chash Yai Nesach. In this town, he was worried about Yai Nesach, because why? It was Yisrael Chashudim, how Yerash says, and they weren't Makbid on Yeno. But what was wrong with drinking Shekhar? Bishlam Chamra Mishum Shimsa. Shekhar Mishum Ai. What's your problem with Shekhar? It's a Shona in the guy's house. What's the problem? And the Gemara Mishum Shimsa Shimsa. It's a Gzeira Otu the wine. A Gzeira Otu the wine. Omrav, high shikhud armo, the beer of a guy is shari. It's mutter, v'chivri lanishti. And my son Chia did not want to drink it. Listen to my name, my manavshach, is shari l'kuli alma shari. If it's mutter, so it's mutter, why was his son different? He also l'kuli alma asa. If it's asa, it's asa for him also. El rav samashim galuya, the problem is galuya. Va'ozol meruah de kashus of a koile. And he holds that there's no problem with gilu, because once the haps go into the beer and it has a certain bitterness, that kills the venom, the koile is hurain, it burns out the poison. But the lucky makile, but someone was sick, makile tay, it hurts him. V'chi b'riya, my son chi, however luck since he's not so well, loy nishtabe, he's not drinking because it will have effect on him. So it comes of Mar Gemara, that you're not allowed to drink sheikhar from a goy, either because of chasnos or because of gilu. And Toysi speaks out, different mask of a tavaya mushum chasnos, that l'chayr, this is where we paskin, that the reason because chasnas, so therefore you can eat it drink it out of the store, even at home. Zog talk toys the rasm of tavayu. When kamak m'shneim lo yashoy sim a beis of chavim. Vim kain zog toys is tzarich lizar shal ishtos sheikha a beis of chavim. You can't drink beer in the house of a goy. because the Hara Pop Rav Acha Shai Basrael Hoy Shoyis, and they didn't do it. But if you go to a Goyish house, he's allowed to buy beer from the city and bring it there. Because as long as you're not buying, you're drinking the beer from the Goy himself, you bring drink someone else's beer, then it's fine. So you can buy Budweiser beer and bring it to the Goyish house, and that would be fine. It would not be a problem. That's what Taisa says. Because the whole Isser is only it's also another thing is, it's only even if you give it from, even if you drink the beer of the Goy, it's only if you drink it bekvias in the Chanos. But then there's another kasha. What happened to Bishul Akum? Every beer is cooked. And we know Bishul Akum is awesome. So tell you, there's two truths to that kasha. Because this kasha is fair. Every Budweiser beer, how can you drink it? L'chayr, it's a problem with Bishul Akum. So tell you, there's two truths. Either it's not Oyla Shulchan Malachim, which this tariff will not apply today, because today is Oyla Shulchan Malachim. And second tariff says, since the bracha on the beer is Shahakal, so you see, the ikar is the water, because the bracha is shakal. And water is no problem of bishul akum. That is Tosfos' last teretz, and that's teretz we go with. That's one of the terim to that there's no bishul akum on coffee, because it's the bracha shakal, therefore the ikar is water. Now in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down this halacha of drinking beer. The Maaseh is brought down the halacha. They're not allowed to drink beer in the Goyisha house, in a Goyisha place, not allowed to drink his beer. And it's brought down that there's another heter, the Ramah brings another heter, that this whole issur was only a certain type of beer. I'll read you the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is Simon Kuf Yudalid Sif Aleph. It says, Kol Sheikhar Shal Oyv Dichovim, Echot Sheikhar Shal Tamarim, Oy Shal Ta'inim, Oy Shal Sa'irim, Oy Shal Tvua, Oy Shal Dvash, Osir, Vishim Chasnas. Dr. Shulchan Aruch, Vein Osir Al Mokka Mechiras, the only place where they sell it. Avlam Hevi Sheikhar Lebeisoy, you bring it to your house. You'll eat by him. Sleeping in a Goyish house. To buy sheikh from a guy and bring it to your house. Then the Ramah says, that some matter that if it's dvash or tvua, which is our, like our beer, stamazar it's mutter. But the Maaseh, the Chokhmah Sofer says, you should not drink beer together with a goy, because it definitely is not a good thing. You're going to get close to him. So you definitely should not drink beer with a goy, but it's not, doesn't go, but in the Ikar Halacha, it's most of the times, like the Divya Chalukim we said, it is mutter. So Dr. Ravaita Mashmuel, Kol Ashratim Yeshlam Eres, all Shratim have poison, but Shal Nachash Memis, Shal Shratim Eri Memis. The Nachash kills, Shal Shratzim does not kill. And what's the Nafgamina? So, the Mepharshim say, that Pshat over here is, it comes from Yishalmi really, that you shouldn't drink anything that's Gilui, because the Shratzim will make a certain venom in it that gives a person a skin sickness. And the Rambam's Lashon is, that you should not drink anything that's Gilui because of snakes. It says, Ukiyotzeboy Mezoichli Afar. And it's mashmai is including other things as well. Anything that moves on the ground, there is some kind of venom there. It just doesn't kill, but it's not smart to eat, to drink any of these drinks, even if there's no snakes around. Sounds like if there's shrotzim around, there might be a problem to drink it, even after shrotzim. Zog to Gemara Vayit. Again, that today we paskin that lemaisa gilu is mutter, but we're saying in Medina, in times of Gemara, when the bugs and shrotzim went into your drink and drank from it, it wasn't only a problem of snakes, it was a problem also for Shrotzim as well. Zotik Maravait, Omele Shmuel Achia Barav. Shmuel said, Achia Barav, let me tell you some of the things your father say over. Bar Urya, which means Talmud Chacham. Tava Emelach, Milsom Al Yisah. Let me tell you some geshmaka things that have Omer Rav Avucha, that your father Rav you say over. Hochi Omer Avucha, this is your father said. Hani Amoy Zukunoi, you see these Goyim who are bloated, and they look like they're sick. You know why they're sick? They have a Shasha Geluya. Because they drink uncovered liquids that have snake venom in it. But they don't die. Why don't they die? The scots of rosin that they eat makes them warm, and that kills the eres a little bit, kills the poison a little bit, and therefore they only get sick and they don't die right away. Rav Yosef is like this. On top of Rav now, this vinegar made out of beer that I'm made from a guy is awesome. You know why? Because they always put in these shmarim, the sediments from Yayin Nesach. Therefore, it's usher to have vinegar of beer from a goy. But if it's vinegar that's in storage, is a mutter. If there would be any wine in it, it would get spoiled. So obviously, this type of sheker that they're storing long term obviously does not have any shmarim, and therefore it's not a problem, and you're allowed to buy it from the goy because you're not worried that there's shmarim in it, because if it had shmarim in it, it would be spoiled. Since there was the oitzer, it would be spoiled.